Blog Talk Radio.
All that bouncing around, spinning around. You looking at me smiling? Get the rest. Stay up all night. And stay up all day. Work double shift at church. And double shift watching these stupid games. Body need rest, dude.
I get that. This is what she's going to come down to second strain, you know, that bag of strain kind of show you.
Good evening, got everybody coming in at the same time. Let me just see, Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good evening. We have Auntie Dot?
Good evening.
Good evening. It looks like Sister Barra?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And also, Sister Tawana.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, ladies, for joining consistently the last 2 weeks. We appreciate that. Invite others. Beautiful session. Also, Auntie Betty, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good. All right, well, we're going to go ahead. I believe I had Auntie Carrie doing First Chronicles 10. I didn't do that to allow other people to join in case we have some more takers. Would you go ahead and proceed with that for us, Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
First Chronicles 10.
Oh.
Fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul and after his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded of the archers. Then said Saul to his armor-bearer, draw thy sword, and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me. But his armor-bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. So Saul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword and died. So Saul died, and his three sons, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities and fled. And the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about, to carry tidings unto their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their gods, and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon.
Ooh.
And when all Jabesh Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, they arose, all the valiant men, and took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit, to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes it's good to go back and reread some of these verses. Just, you know, reiterating that Saul killed himself for all what he had done wrong to God. Amen. All righty, well, let's go ahead and get into our program this evening. I'm just going to do a quick roll call, and then we're going to proceed on. Okay. I have Mother May, Deacon Lowe, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Sister Beryl, Sister Tawana, Auntie Betty, and myself, Sister Angela. We did not have any additional callers, but we're going to move right ahead in our program. I just want to say welcome to everyone to Nellum Family and Friends Weekly Prayer Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. And as I shared earlier to Sister Tawana and Sister Vera, it's really a beautiful thing to be able to hear your voices, even though we don't get a chance to chat during the week. And I think that's been the beauty of this call that we've had for the past 13 years. And I compel this to everyone on the call. It doesn't hurt to invite some other family members or friends every once in a while just to kind of, you know, engage it, even if it's not personally talking here and there. It's just a matter of hearing people's voices sometimes to uplift the spirit. So I want you guys to know that you definitely uplift my spirit in being here and joining us in our call. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. I just want to make sure, Auntie Carrie, I have you doing the opening. I was making sure I had you doing two duties today. Okay, she got me on. Let me get her on. Hold on. She switched phones on me. Hold on.
Father in heaven, we come to you thanking you for this day.
Auntie Carrie.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, can you start over? I had you on because you switched phones on, okay?
You did what?
You can start now. Thank you. I had you on mute at first, so we didn't hear you. You can start over. Thanks.
Okay. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come to you today thanking you, Lord, for another day, another time to serve you and to worship you. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for family and friend. And, Lord, let it be a fruitful day in your name. Lord, we just thank you for right now. And we thank you, Lord, for what we will hear tonight on this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All righty. Thank you so much for that prayer, opening prayer, Auntie Carrie, and volunteering to do both things today. The next we have is our worship song. The one that I chose to start us off is titled "This Is the Mood." And I know my favorite woman, Tasha Cobb, sings this, but I ran across the Mimo singing it, and I thought it was a very beautiful version. So I'm going to play a little bit of that. This is the mood. Oops, I have this thing on. Hold on. Got it on you. Oh, on. Really connected.
We are here for you. Because the house of the Lord our God I will see thy good. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 122. Next, I have my Mother May. Any good news you have to share?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 46, 1 through 11. Help in the time of trouble. Life is full of trouble, confusion, stress, emotion, and uncertainty, racial division, threats of war, physical and emotion pain, and dreadful disease. These things fill our lives with trouble. One writer has said, life is unfair, but God is good. In spite of life's trouble, Psalm 46, 2 affirms the believer's solely position. We will not fret. What a powerful position. What a great testimony to say, we will not fear. The summit revealed to great testimony to say, we will not fear. The summit revealed to the world that we have no fear because God is our refuge, and the world that we have no fear because God is our refuge and strength. Our God offers us a place of protection. We remain in his protection, care, and his promise, his presence in the time of trouble. According to the summit, God also bring about his purpose. The summit invite us to witness all that God has done. Promise see the work of the Lord, the desolation he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and the shadow, the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Further, we are instructed to be still and know that I am God. He alone is sovereign. No matter what your trouble may be, remember your position and God's protection. Thanks be to God that he will help us in the time of trouble. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Psalm 46. All righty. And next I have Sister Tawana. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I want to read a passage, Matthew 20, verse 29 and 34. As they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. There was two blind men sitting by the road. When they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." The crowd told them to keep quiet, but they cried out all the more, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." Jesus stopped, called them, and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," they said to him, "open our eyes." Move with compassion. Jesus touched their eyes. Immediately they could see, and they followed him. Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
All right. Next I have a
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalms, and it'll be Psalms 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yield its fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Well, wherever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 All
right. Thank you, Sam, for sharing that information. Sister Carol, do you have anything you'd like to share with us this evening, Sister Carol?
Yes. I just want everybody to know, Kira goes to the bud here on Friday. So hopefully it go well. The lawyer called, said she's trying to get the same amount of bun that Malachi received. She was just waiting on for an approval for that.
Okay.
And providing an update on Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from the Psalm 19. The heaven declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day, utterly speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voices is not heard. Their lines go out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is the bridegroom coming out of the chambers and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. His going forth from the end of the heaven and the Cupid until the end of it. And there's nothing hid from the heart thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, covering the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise simple. The statute of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteousness altogether. More to the values that are gold than much fine gold, sweeter than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is the servant warned, and in keeping of them there's great reward. Who can understand error? Cleanse thou me from secret fault. Keep back thy servants also from presumption sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressor. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And thank you for your word out of Psalm 19, Auntie Carrie. Next I have Auntie Dot. Anything you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Romans 12, verse 1 through 8, a living sacrifice. Therefore, I urge you, brother and sister, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the palace of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. It's good, pleasing, and perfect will, humble service in the body of Christ. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment and according with the faith God has descriptive to each one of you. For just as each of us has bodies with many memories, and these memories do all have the same function, so in Christ we stop it. So in Christ we do many forms our body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophecy is according with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is encouraged, then give encouragement. If it is given, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it dignity. If it is to show mercy, do it truthfully. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that word from Romans 12. Okay, that concludes our first round. We're going to go into our quick and shut in. Before we do I have any new speakers to add to the list or remove from the list? All righty, well, you will bow your heads for the prayer. Okay. Father God, we lift up all those, including our immediate family, friends, family and friends who are facing illness today. On my list, I have Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellum, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Di, Vera, Kira, Malachi, Tawana Thomas, Carrie and Willie Cody, Travis Nellum, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian and Athea Tompkins, and our youth that includes Tremar, Noxier, and Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family and friends include Marianne Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe, the family of Auntie Janet Williams, Erica, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins, Jackie, Auntie Martha, the Moore family, and Kenneth Jones. Father God, in Exodus 15:26, it says, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his eyes and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer. And James 5:13-16 says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins and do one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. So, Father God, I just want to thank you for every member on this line, Father God, that takes the time to keep all of our family and friends up in prayer, lifted up in prayer, Father God, because we know that by these two verses that you are there to heal them, Father God, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Now we're on our birthday list for the week of August the 27th through September the 2nd. And I don't have anyone on my list that's celebrating a birthday on these days. Is there anyone that you guys would like to recognize? August 27th and September 2nd.
Oh, well.
All right. Auntie God, would you just bless those that are birthdays that we just don't know about, probably, if you don't mind singing happy birthday? Oh, hold on. I got to mute it. Okay, Auntie God.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie God. Okay, we're going to move right along to our second round table. And this time you have an opportunity to share a testimony, a poem, a song, or a praise report. So I'm going to start off with Mother May.
Okay, I'm coming out of Ecclesiastes. Chapter 5, 1 through 7, stand in awe of God. The heart of this passage lies in verse 7. Stand in awe, O God. When we acknowledge how great God is, we will respond to him with the reverses that he so richly deserves. We will worship him with more care. We will draw near to hear rather than quick to offer empty sacrifice. And we will measure our word more cautiously as well. Be careful how you worship God, for it is better to offer God the sacrifice of a lifted ear than false promise. God sit high and look low. Therefore, it's better to say less and show more. Be slow to speak and in a hurry to hear. Someone has said, empty praise and empty promise are like an empty wagon. They may make a lot of noise, but deliver nothing. When making a sacrifice, God elsewhere say, no one is to appear before me empty hand. Exodus 23:15, do not make promise to God you will not keep. Such foolishness give him no pleasure. It is better not to pledge than to pledge and not pay. True praise is measured not by what we promise, but by what we perform with our lives. This, our respect for him will influence both our worship and our words. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Ecclesiastes.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any testimony, poems, or song or praise reports you would like to share with us this evening? Auntie Carrie, do you have us on mute?
Give me a minute.
Okay. I can come back.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Who you are when no one is looking is who you are. Be yourself because an original is worth more than a copy. Be committed to a God purpose in your life. You are not in this world to live up to other people's expectations. As a kingdom citizen, you live before an audience of one. Be who you are. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for sharing. That must be what I want to share. Amen. All righty, next I have Sister Vera. Any testimony, poem, or song of praise you would like to share with us this evening?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
I pass.
Okay. All righty. Deacon Lowe?
I'll be coming out of the book of Jeremiah. But before I do, I'd like to give thanks to Sister Tawana and Barry Sean. I'm glad you all joining us every week. And it's good to see the family come together in prayer. And we all are with you. So we all just keep on praying and do whatever we can do to help Barry through the situation she's going through with her kids. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I'll be coming out of Jeremiah 31, starting with verse 3. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with love and kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt. O Virgin Israel, again you will take up your tambourine and go out to dance with the joyful. Again you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. There will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is what the Lord said. Sing with joy for Jacob. Shout for the foremost of the nation. Make your praises heard and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I will bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them will be the blind and the lame, expectant mothers and women in labor. A great throng will return. They will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back. I will leave them beside streams of water on a level path where they will not stumble. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading. I'm here in Long River, Deacon Lowe. All righty. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news, you testimony form or praise report?
Yes. Still is how to sparkle like the sun. Want to see how sparkle can light up the dark? Grab a flashlight and your most sparkling crown. Now turn off the light. Shine your flashlight on your crown. See how the light trickle and dance. When you give others your love and kindness, you will like a sparkling light in a dark world. Dear God, you made the sun and the moon so bright and filled them with your heavenly light. So like the stars in heaven above, I want to shine with your true love. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that beautiful poem that he died. I will go last, but I did have something to share, and it really was kind of close to what Auntie Carrie shared this evening. But I'm going to come out of Ephesians 3:19. It states, "And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." And I just want to testify, and I'm asking that you guys pray for me, that I've learned that things that upset me the most is when people misunderstand and insult my intelligence, insult my integrity, or insult my intentions. And it's like that saying says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is the biggest lie that we could all ever absorb in our little minds. Words do hurt. How people say things hurt. The lack of communication and people's actions do hurt. And when they hurt me personally, I can only speak for myself, it falls under one of those three categories. And you're talking about a cat coming out the corner, you really, really get under my skin. So I am going in prayer here. So I had a mentor that taught me, said, "Angela, you got to learn how not to let that bother you." And what I learned, though, from listening to him was it's really the spirit of rejection. When people reject you, you know, sometimes you have a sense of not understanding who you are. When you think you're doing all the right things, you're saying all the right things, and then people say something that just knock you off your kilter. So I wanted to share something. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail. I'm going to kind of skip around. And it talks about how to overcome rejections and correcting a mistaken identity. This is such a big cause of demonic bondage and is one of the most common things to address in being set free. I had one highly experienced deliverance minister tell me that spirits of rejection are among some of the most common demons that he has encountered throughout his ministry. It seems that almost everybody is affected by rejection to some degree. It's vital to understand how it works and how to apply the cure. And why does rejection wound us so deeply? Because it attacks the very person that we are. It destroys our self-esteem and attacks who we are and our purpose in life. This is why it is one of the most common tools that the devil will use to destroy a person's life. God never wanted us to feel rejected or abandoned. He desires for you to know who you really are and realize how deeply God loves, accepts, and appreciates you, so that you can live out the fullness of what all God has ordained you to be. God's word tells us that without being rooted and grounded in the love and acceptance of God, we cannot experience the fullness of God in our lives. This is why I'm asking for prayer from you guys, my prayer warriors. Rejection has a way of destroying a person's life in a way that few other things can. The sad fact is that the number of people who are affected by rejection is staggering. If we want to be all that God has created us to be, then overcoming rejection and its effect is vital and absolutely essential. And what are some of the fruit of rejection? Many people have faced rejection and abuse as a child. They grow with unresolved emotional wounds. I'm just going to share one with you that we all know who this individual was. And I think it's kind of, mine's probably rooted from this, was Auntie Annie Sue. Not little Annie Sue, big Annie Sue. She always called me her little black Sambo. And that really affected me because who I thought of was that little black boy and the little rascal. And I thought that was the ugliest little boy ever. you know, and I was like, why she calling me a little black Sambo? And then one day, she brought some clothes. You know, she always brought clothes from that little place that she worked, and she put this hot pink dress on me, and I thought it was the ugliest thing on little dark me. And then she said, wow, my little black Sambo is kind of cute. And I was like, wow. She really did think I was ugly. Then I'm thinking, okay, I am ugly as that little boy on the black Sambo, on the little black rascal, on the rascal. So, you know, I think that kind of, you know, stirred from that. And because, you know, a child needs to know that they're beautiful and they need to feel accepted. But she actually, in those two instances, let me know that I wasn't accepted because I was black. And then I wasn't pretty because she didn't recognize it until she put a beautiful dress on it. So, you know, these wounds, rejection causes emotional wounds, which if not clenched and released, will grow and fester into spiritual wounds, such as unforgiveness, envy, blaming God, and being jealous. Those spiritual wounds open us up to evil spirits, which love to take advantage of this opportunity to invade us. And the goal of the enemy is to get us built up with emotional baggage inside and negative feelings in our hearts against one another, ourselves, and God. Rejection has a lot of fruit, which can wildly vary from one person to another. So I just shared with you guys what was one of my fruits. And I guess that's why when people insult me in certain ways or reject me or don't even acknowledge that I exist and talk around me, it does hurt deeply because it started from that childhood experience. So I'm just going to, it's a lot here, very interesting article, but I'm just going to skip down to another part of it that talks about the root of rejection. The root of rejection is actually incredibly simple. Is damage from rejection is the result of a misplaced identity. Whenever we base our identity on somebody or something other than what God's words have to say about us, we make ourselves vulnerable to the damage of rejection. Many of us will base our identity on what our parents and teachers or friends think of us. This set a lot of children up for performance orientation bondages later in life because their parents give them conditional love based on their grades or performance. What or who defines who you are? Is it your job? Is it what your parents thought or think of you? Is it what your friends think of you? Is it how well you perform in the workplace? How much money do you have? Is it how good grades you get? Is it what you think of yourself? Is it how physically strong and fit and tall you are? When you die, will those things continue to define who you are? That's the question of the hour. Rejection and rising above rejection is all about identity and what you base your identity upon. And I guess this is what the pastor was ministering with me about. Don't base my identity on what people have said about me or people have ignored me when I'm actually standing there and talk around me. Don't base that on that, and therefore you won't react to what they say. You know, that's easier said than done, so that's why I'm asking you guys to pray for me. The key to overcoming rejection is to solve the identity problem. So let's just say you are basing your identity on what your mother and father think of you. Now, the moment that any hint of disapproval comes from them concerning you, that is going to hurt because they are the source of your identity. Any time we base our identity on what we think of ourselves or what others think of us, we are virtually trusting that person with our identity. Not even ourselves are capable of truly determining who we are. Only God is qualified for that job. That is why it's absolutely vital for us to understand the person that God has made in us and who we are as new creations in Christ Jesus. We were never made to live apart from God or base our identity on the things of this world. When we base our identity upon that, the word of God has to say about us, we will become virtually rejection-proof. We can become immune from the wounds of rejection as long as we are not basing our identity upon what that person thinks of us. I'm going to close there, but this is a beautiful article that I am going to go back and read because, you know, I'm finding that no matter where I go, at work, at home, at church, people have a tendency to just push that button in it. And my intention is always to be like Jesus, to love everyone. In spite of how they treat me, I still try to love everyone. But when they press that button, you wouldn't know I had Jesus in me, so I'm asking for prayer. But anyway, I just wanted to share that it was something that I really discovered maybe a couple of years ago that I had the spirit of rejection in me, but I never really understood, you know, what was the root of it. And I just stumbled across this today because I experienced it today that I decided to Google it, and this is a very beautiful article that I wanted to share because I think we all suffer with wondering what people think about us. Oh, how did I miscommunicate? I didn't say that. Why did that person say I said that? Well, that's just a demon attacking you. The demon trying to keep you under, keep you away from doing the thing that God has ordained you to do. So I thought it was really a good thing to share with everyone on the call, and I just thank you guys, but I ask that you continue to keep me in prayer as well. Amen.
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 Get that for me, Angel.
Hi.
Angel. What the scripture
yes,
you said that came out of?
There's several scriptures in the article, but I started out with Ephesians. It was Ephesians 3:19 that talks about, you know, just knowing who we are in Christ. That's something that we have to keep in mind. But I can send you this article if you would like. I can send it to you via text.
Okay.
I think it's a really good thing to share with young people as well because, you know, they battle with things much more than what we did if we were children. And I do plan on sharing it with my grandson. Amen, amen. All righty. Well, that concludes our second round. And
you're going to ask Tawana answer.
Oh, did I miss you, Tawana? Oh, I sure did. I don't have a check mark. I'm sorry. Yes, Tawana, do you have any testimony?
No, I don't have anything.
Oh, sorry about that. We need to skip you. I just check off who I did and I skipped you. All righty. Well,
that's
thank you guys for listening. Listening to my praise, my testimony. Next, we would like to assign parts for next week. I like to keep up with this time, but we have a Chronicle 11, First Chronicle 11?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go into that. Do I have a volunteer to read or play that part?
Auntie Dot?
Okay.
Beryl says she'll do it.
Okay, let's
listen.
Let's listen.
Yeah, Beryl says
she'll
do it.
Okay, all right. I got you down. How about the opening prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer?
I do it.
Was that you, Auntie Dot?
No, that was
no.
Tawana.
You know, Dot ain't gonna volunteer for that.
I do. I felt something surprise you this time.
I'm gonna ask anyone interested in praying for the sick and shut. I'll try.
I'm sorry. Excuse me 1 minute. I won't be able to do it next week. The banquet, the surprise retirement party for our niece and husband is next Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Do we have someone to do the opening prayer?
I do it, Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie. Okay. Are you going to do that sick and shut it? Are you sure you're going to do that sick and shut it? All righty. Let's move on to the sick and shut in prayer. Any volunteers for that? Okay, I'll keep that. No problem. The only reason why I'm sharing some of these things is I don't want my voice to be this. Everything. So I want to kind of share his different voices and also different perspectives and different types of things. So thank you, Dr. Volunteer. And then the last one we have is the closing prayer. Any volunteers? I'm looking at Deacon Lowe over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to let him do it. Okay. All righty with that. Sets us up for next week. Thank you, everyone, for volunteering, and also thank those that volunteered for this week. I do have Vera doing the closing prayer for today, if that's still correct.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Speak up,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we go into that, we're going to play our last worship song, and then after that, Sister Vera, you can lead us out in prayer. The song that I chose today is Nobody Greater by Bashawn Mitchell. I don't know why I don't have it queued up already. Hold on.
Everyone thinks I have hands to grow hair, but they get soft when I reveal my secret. It was painful losing my hair after 6 Still the plan. Sorrow couldn't find no.
Let us pray. Jesus, our Savior, thank you for allowing us to worship together tonight. We praise you for your love and devotion and justice. We thank you for your fresh anointed spirit. We are grateful that even though we are different, we are one in the spirit. We thank you for your blessing as we unity. We thank you for the insight that we can receive from one another. As we close out this prayer meeting, may we continue to walk in the spirit and have continual love for you, Lord. We ask you to take our hands and guide our feet on the right path of our life. We ask this in your name. Amen.
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 I bet you got me and Mom over here with our tissues in our eyes. That would be good.
Yeah.
I know, I'm a crybaby. All right. That was beautiful. Just let you know, thank you so much for sharing in that prayer that the Spirit is among us, because he truly is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If I could,
amen.
Father, as we come to the conclusion of this program this evening, we just want to thank you for being with us and having your presence with us, as I mentioned a minute ago. But we ask that you replenish us and pour out to each of us what we poured out to each other today, that you replenish us so that we can pour it out again to someone else that we meet throughout the week, and continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. It is in Jesus' name we believe and we pray. Amen.
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 And don't forget to pray for Angela.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Okay. We will. Good night. Love you all.
Love you all.
Good night.
Love
y'all.
Good night.
Love y'all.
Good night.
Love y'all.
Good night.
Love y'all.
That's a really good article. I'm going to have to share that with Keisha, too. It's been a lot more stuff. The wounds of rejection can open a person up to spirits such as abandonment, rejection, worthlessness. Those who have long gone struggling with rejection should go through the deliverance process to have those spirits removed, even often under over other bondages that result from this. Awesome. Really, who we really are is vital to love your. It is vital to love your God. What's on your mind? Awesome.